I'm sticking up for all these people in this room.
And I'm telling you this.
I would do it for anybody in this city, any employee in this city. Figure out a way not to mess with their paychecks. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Take care of your employees first and the rest.
When you don't have any money to do it with and you're going to the taxpayers to ask for.
And we might have to do that. We're the only county in the.
That's not true.
How many counties in the state?
It's all of them.
It is true. It's 100% true.
This service was always cash flow positive.
Until.
And I took a lot of pride in that. He took a lot of pride in that.
I agree. And you all did a great job, but it's not sustainable anymore. In today's world, it's not.
A million, I tell you what's not sustainable.
Going after their paycheck is not an option.
I'm telling you what's not sustainable. And that's $700,000 in overtime and $300,000. That's $1 million in overtime and stipends. It's not sustainable.
Maybe the county has to look at an ambulance tax. I don't like saying the word tax any more than anybody else. But in today's world, we can't help that an ambulance costs 50% more than it did pre-COVID. All these supplies cost more.
100%
more. Salaries cost more.
So you said you want the county to.
If it comes down to it, I think we might have to. Do I want to do that? No. But.
Well, that's what you're saying.
That's what you're saying.
We might have to.